Listen up.
Huh?
That means you. Yes, you. We know you're pointing at yourself. When it comes to Paddy Power games, we've got a place made for all sorts. From the experts to the drama queens.
It's me, the GC.
The finance bros.
Look at those stocks, lads.
We'll stick with slots. It's what we're good at. And not forgetting you. Yes, you, the one listening. Because at Paddy Power Games,
we've got all sorts of games for all sorts of treacles.
Eligibility rules and terms and conditions apply. Please gamble responsibly. 18+, gambleaware.org.
Hello, Gordon Smart here from Whistleblowers, football's most original new podcast. Each week, I'm joined by Ian Ladyman and Mark Clattenburg.
Of all the games you refereed, right, what are the things that stand out for you?
That game, the Battle of the Bridge, wasn't it? That and brutality.
I was just appalled at Kevin De Bruyne's language.
Really?
During the game at Chelsea, yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
And he said the most intimidating words you will ever hear in a game of football was Alex Ferguson saying to the referee, "Don't send him off."
Whistleblowers, available wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Weekly Picks. Last week's top dog was Nick, who went 3-1.
Nick.
So let's see who will be leading the pack after week 11.
Hey, right back like I never left.
This is second place, bro.
Let's get a recount.
Right back like I never left, nigga. Y'all niggas fucked up on that Chargers.
I was gonna say Pittsburgh let me down, boy. Pittsburgh let me down. I should have knew better. It's prime time. Pittsburgh ain't played good in prime time all year.
Pittsburgh let Pittsburgh down, boy. That was a ugly game for
Nick.
Prime
you didn't send in the standings, Nick.
No, I did.
They talking about Aaron Rodgers, bro. They were like Aaron Rodgers was just awful, just played pathetic. How many times they?
Aaron
I didn't
Rodgers,
watch that game.
He was
bro.
So scared to get
me. Man, listen,
he didn't want nobody to touch still. Him, bro. And was still getting smacked.
Yeah, yep. I would say the rankings is overall ranking. Shelton is 24-16. Lou is 19-21. Me and FIFA are tied at 18-22. And Ken has got 17-23.
Time for a comeback. All right. So let's get into the picks for this week.
Y'all, the Baltimore Ravens are picks.
All right. So, who picked the Lions?
I did, because why would I pick the Eagles?
Oh, well, I got you. You make sense. So, FIFO, you went with the Lions. Interesting.
FIFO, you don't mind.
Yeah, even though Philly wins a lot of ugly games, we've seen the Lions put up big numbers. And for them, it's just a level of consistency this season. So, I think that if they think who they think they are, let that sink in, then they're going to do what they need to do. And they're going to score more than 20 points.
I want to come back to this game, or basically the Lions. I want to definitely get through the picks, but I do want to revisit the Lions after we go through the picks. What, you have something to say, Spike?
I was just saying that Dan Campbell called the plays on Sunday, and it was very resonating as far as the style of play that the Lions are trying to have, and I think that's going to be very key to them beating the Eagles this week.
Okay. Man, he's playing the Washington Commanders. That's 80 years old. It didn't matter who called him plays. You could have called
him. Let's go to the next one. What's up next?
Oh, shit.
Y'all don't believe in the Broncos, man? Now they going to win. We
how you going to ask me the question? How you going to ask me the question off the answer you gave?
Broncos going to win.
Broncos going.
Nah, Chiefs going to get this one.
Watch the Broncos win in the upset blowout.
It's going to be a blowout.
It's going to be 324. Bo Nix going to have the game of his life.
He better not, bro.
Hey, watch this happen, bro. It's going to crumble everything.
Hey, but
Chiefs lose, they have to play. They fighting to get in the playoffs.
If the Chiefs lose, they have to win out. They
Chiefs
have to
not
win
lose.
Yeah.
Chiefs,
it's like a playoff.
No way
this is essentially a playoff game for them.
There's That's no right. way the I Chiefs told, lose I told this
you,
game.
I told you that last week. I was like, the Chiefs are in the playoffs now. That bye week was like they last. Yeah. That should have treated like a first round bye because every game is a playoffs.
Yeah.
Martha listens to her favorite band all the time. In the car, gym, even sleeping. So when they finally went on tour, Martha bundled her flight and hotel on Expedia to see them live. She saved so much, she got a seat close enough to actually see and hear them. Sort of. You were made to scream from the front row. We were made to quietly save you more. Expedia, made to travel. Savings vary and subject to availability. Flight inclusive packages are at all protected.
This episode is brought to you by Oral-B. Working hard for cleaner teeth? With Oral-B iO2, you don't have to. With just one touch, our dentist-inspired round brush head does the rest, cleaning where manual brushes don't for 100% cleaner teeth. Right now, get the Oral-B iO2 for as low as £40 at shop.oralb.co.uk. Use offer code ORALB20 and get an extra 20% off site-wide from now through to Black Friday. Offer valid 1st to the 28th of November. First-time shoppers only. T's and C's apply.